It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
All right, before Ted tells us about five money lessons you can learn from March Madness, Steve is doing his best to put words together to make a sentence in what is called the Wall Street Journal, which you just had an article published. That's a big deal, huh?
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at it, Ted. I don't normally read the Wall Street Journal. I don't know that Bailey does either. But when I know that when parents gift a home to their child is on page 7 of the Wall Street Journal, and it says by Ted Jenkin, CEO, founder of Oxygen Financial, that's pretty impressive.
That wasn't bad. Every once in a while, get a nice hit in the Wall Street Journal. I would write a column for them digitally, but every once in a while, you know, maybe a couple times a year, they publish it in the newspaper, so they do this personal finance section, and they gave me the whole back page of personal finance yesterday, so that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
How do you know what I read?
I no offense, I can look at you.
Offense taken.
Well, I would rather you not be offended. I just don't think you read the Wall Street Journal.
Every single freaking day. I knew about that.
Can't
article.
Even do it with a straight face.
No,
Can't even.
All right. So March Madness is taking place right now. A lot of people filled out the brackets. A lot of people lost when Duke lost or have lost money. I know Vegas odds have killed a lot of people.
Killed.
So there are ways to make money, and I'm guessing just outside of the gambling aspect, right?
Well, yeah, these are just lessons that people can learn. You know, when you get to March Madness, they always talk about the Cinderella story, you know, and obviously there wasn't a ton of them so far this year. But, you know, people that are out there that make $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000, I know we talked to a lot of people on the show, they're the Cinderella stories that are out there because they assume they can't become a millionaire. When the reality is, a lot of people that have become millionaires never made $100,000 income. They just learned how to do a few key things. And that helped them sort of become that millionaire next door, that Cinderella story.
So the correlation between the March Madness and those that are trying to get up in this world is be the Cinderella story of your own bank account. That's clever.
Yeah, and I think, Jason, the big thing is just two simple things. Just one is try to avoid credit card debt. That is one of the biggest drags for people that don't make a lot of money because you don't have a lot of money to pay it off. And then every time you get a raise at work, just save a third of it. Just simple. If you get a $1,000 raise, save $333, but do the rest, you know, taxes, spend it, just save a third of that. That's what will help you get on your way to becoming a millionaire.
Yeah, I think a lot of people look at things on a monthly payment. They're like, okay, yeah, granted, I've spent $15,000 on my credit card, but my payment's only this. I've got a limit of 25, so I still have movement, and they carry that debt at all times and let them make interest off your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do that. And so many people do it. But you're right. That's the most freeing thing. I did it. I don't know about you, Bailey, but man, when you got zero credit card debt and you pay in full, sometimes it hurts. But when you do it, whoo, you feel good.
And you also realize, yes, we've just recently entered that world, which mm-hmm. is nice.
It's great.
And you realize if you're able to get there, and you have to work to get there
you
sometimes.
You have to work. Yes, you do.
But you find out that extra money that you have that you could do what you're talking about, Ted, is put into a savings. But do you find when people come to Oxygen Financial that they're almost afraid to save for the future because they feel like they're getting old before they're getting old?
Well, you have two sides of it. Sometimes people say, I'm past my time now. I'm not going to be able to retire, so I might as well just keep spending, which is a bad idea because then really all you live off of is whatever's left with Social Security. And the other side of it, Jason, is sometimes people are just ashamed. It's just hard to talk about it. Like, I made mistakes, or I don't know how I got myself from $15,000 of credit card debt, or I don't know where all the money went. That's hard to talk about. It's hard to admit that you made mistakes with your money.
I would think that a lot of people justify the means by saying, you know, it'll all work out. It always does. But there's one time where it hits hard or it doesn't work out.
Yeah, no. And it doesn't. And you got to take pride and throw it out the window when it comes to your wallet. You know, a lot of people, you know, you're making money, but managing money and investing money is not anything that everybody just knows how to do.
Well, this is why March Madness, one of the tips I give in here is that free throws can be your most important shot. Now, some people could argue it's a three-pointer today, but when it comes down the stretch in a lot of these games, it's free throws that wins games. You know, 57% of the people that are out there in America today don't take advantage of the company 401k match. So I would say to you, if you saw a $100 bill on the ground, would you pick it up? You probably would.
I would. I would look the immediate area to see if it was anybody, so I don't go to hell.
I would step on it and look around, see if anybody's looking.
Oh, the old step on it and wait.
And then I drop my keys, and then you pick it up. That's how you do it. Of course you would. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So why is it that when you save $100 and your employee is going to match you $100, that 57% of the people in America don't even sign up? They don't sign up. And you'd appreciate the second piece of this, which is that if you're going to buy something or you're going to go out to eat, just look on the internet to see if there's a coupon before you go out. I mean, a lot of people just spend money and then later like, oh man, I can't believe there was a coupon, or I could have gotten a deal on this because they just didn't look. That's free throw money. It's right there on the internet.
You're not talking about cutout coupons. You're talking about on your phone signing up for one of those apps.
Either way, you can cut them out still. Okay. Even though Bed Bath & Beyond has now gone digital.
They have.
And they never expire.
You know what? You'd be proud of me. You know what I'm starting to use? CVS coupons. Because I go to CVS a lot and buy stuff.
Oh, look at this. Mr., I'm having a baby here soon and starting to use coupons. Where'd you hear that?
I don't know.
Who got you involved in that?
Jason Bailey.
But when you talk
when
you talk about credit card debt, in the same breath, though, people get caught up in the credit card debt because they're doing exactly what you're saying to do, is that if you get free money, so if you get cash back like from Discover, or you get points or cash back
like
from,
on American Express.
Yeah, for whatever, you know, why wouldn't you want to put that on a credit card? And then you get the mind F and you get called up and saying, oh, well, I'll pay it off eventually. And that's the rub on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people will tell themselves that we'll pay it off. It's only $500. It's only $1,000. Yeah. And then the end of the month comes and they say, I spent all my money in my checking account, so I'll just pay off $200 this month and I'll get it done the next 2 months. And then 1,000 turns to 2,000 and gets bigger and bigger.
Hey, you want to answer a question real quick from this guy?
Of course,
Aaron.
Always.
Aaron in Fayetteville, you got a question for Ted Jenkins and Oxygen Financial?
Yeah. I made some real poor decisions. I was hooked on some drugs for about 10 years, and I really did a number on my credit, you know, and I want to ask him, I'm debating whether I should go bankrupt or try to repair it. It's about $20,000 stuff, and I just don't know the pros and cons of either, which way to go.
Did you pay for your drugs with a credit card? Can you do that nowadays?
Well, no, I didn't pay for the credit card. I just,
I don't know if drug dealers had the square.
Made it happen.
All right, Ted,
what's your credit score like now? Is it in terribly bad shape?
520.
Well, that's not actually that bad. I mean, it's not great, but it's not that bad. Do you have the ability to make more than the minimum payment on your credit cards?
Well, at the moment, I have a son that's going to be here any day. I'm in a position right now, and I got laid off from my job, so no, I'm not in that position. So I have some help from somebody, you know, a family member, and I'm just debating on what I should do.
I mean, it can be good from time to time to just clean the slate. I mean, it would be the last resort. I'd have to look at all the credit cards and see if there's a better way, which is either to negotiate with the credit card companies or potentially do a zero balance transfer for a period of time. It'd be a last resort because generally you're going to be out at least 2 years before people even look at you, or as many as up to 7 years where it could be challenging to get credit. So I'd have to see whether you're going to need to buy homes or have other things come down the road.
And not to interrupt here, but I would say my whole theory, and I don't know about you, Bailey, but I, you know, because you really didn't have a relationship with your dad, but my dad told me, pay your way out. In other words, it's never an option to go bankrupt. And I'm not trying to put pride in your heart or anything like that.
That's what my dad says.
Yeah,
so.
I know. But you know what? Sometimes, though, to me, I just think it's not that I don't want to use the word disgraceful, but I know that people do it. And I have friends that have gone bankrupt and I understand. But to me, you know, I was in a bad way with the bar. I paid my way out and it sucks.
Yeah,
man.
But when you can't pay your way out, I disagree with that. I think
when
Ted,
you're just in a position where there's no way out.
And I think, Ted,
I'm not using my money for drugs anymore. I'm sober. Good. You know, I'm good. I've been sober for almost 2 years now, and it's great, but I just can't get out of
all right.
the hole.
Hold on. Ted, you asked him about his credit score because if he files bankruptcy, you're wondering if he was going to hurt it anymore, right?
Well, it's not hurt it. It's just going to be gone for at least 2 years before anybody's going to touch you.
What's the bottom on a credit score?
Oh, it's in the 300s.
Yeah,
tiny.
So with a credit score of 510, then to file bankruptcy, you're not hurting anything. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, you know, if he you know, he has a son here and then he has to get access to money, he's going to cut off his complete access to get anything. You know, no credit card company is going to underwrite him at all.
He won't
and if
be
he needed
to
get a mortgage, he's not going to be able to get that at all. If he needs to get a car loan, he's not going to be able to get that at all.
20
so that's,
grand.
You know, that's the balance. And he may be too far in the hole. Sometimes with that credit card debt, you have to ask yourself, was this a short-term problem or a long-term problem? Did it happen because you kept running a deficit in your budget, or did it happen because you had one-time expenses, medical expenses, drugs, things like that that, you know, made that happen?
That's why sometimes it's better to sell the drugs than to take the drugs.
Well, I've always found that to be the case. There's more money there, and you're going to jail either way if you get caught. So what does it matter?
Right. You live longer and you make money. Yeah. Make money selling drugs versus dying taking drugs. All right. Questions.
Like this final four thing.
Questions for Ted Jenkins, Oxygen Financial. How can people find you, Ted?
Yeah, just go to oxygenfinancial.net. Look, you only got a couple of weeks left to file your taxes. If you still want five ways to save money on taxes before you file that tax return, get a bigger refund, go to oxygenfinancial.net and we'll send you out all the tips.
There you go. Deanna Adler, Steve Adler, drummer for Guns N' Roses. She's going to be in studio here in about 20 minutes. We'll do headlines. Our second round here up next. Get you freebie. Two big stories from today. You just have to match up the audio with the correct headline here. 404-741-7625. Need some players? We'll do it in a minute for you. It's Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.
Rock 100.